Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, the topic is prayer and scripture are weapons. This Battle Plan episode is one of several in a series on spiritual weapons available to all Christians. I've discovered over 70 weapons in all, so come along for the ride as we evaluate these together and improve your ability to fight Satan's advances on your life. The idea here is to keep adding weapons until what you're praying for begins to happen. You might even think of some I haven't discovered yet, so let this series encourage you to be creative as you make personal progress against your unseen enemies.
Welcome back to lesson five of our spiritual weapon series. This one's going to be on prayer plus watching. As a quick review, we've covered one, two, three, and four: prayer, scripture, prayer plus touch, and prayer plus fasting. So we're ready for number five: prayer plus watching. Let's start with Isaiah 52, verse 8. The watchmen shout and sing with joy, for before their very eyes, they see the Lord's returning to Jerusalem. So the watchmen were to be the first to see the king's return. We also see here that they were the first to be the first to celebrate. They sing and shout with joy. Celebrate, the first to celebrate were the watchmen. Then we have Isaiah 56:10. The leaders are to be the Lord's shepherds and watchmen. For the leaders of my people, the Lord's watchmen, his shepherds, are blind and ignorant. They are like silent watchdogs that give no warning when danger comes. They love to lie around sleeping and dreaming. So leaders who aren't watching and warning of danger are useless. And then Christians are taught to be alert concerning the return of Jesus. Mark 13, 32, and 33 is one example. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. And since you don't know when that time will come, be on guard, stay alert. See, God wants alert, us to be alert, ready, and watchful. One of the calls I got when I first started teaching on spiritual warfare was from a young mother in Houston, Texas. Her son, Ethan, was only three, and he was starting to have some nightmares, and he started to have some behavior problems. She heard my story about the atheist at Burger King and getting him to say, "Jesus is Lord." So one day at breakfast, she said, "Ethan, is Jesus Lord?" And Ethan, "No, no, 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 mommy, no, no, no," and got angry and stiff and gritted his teeth. And this really concerned her. A few nights later, he had wet the bed, and he was at the age when they were training him to be able to make it through the night or to get up in the night to go to the bathroom. And so she went in and helped him get in the bathtub and take off his wet clothes. And while he was in the bathtub, she went back to change the sheets on his bed, but they were dry. And so she went back in the bathroom and said, "Ethan, were you in your bed?" He said, "No." She said, "Well, where were you?" He said, "I was on the floor in the middle of my room." So she went back in the room. She felt on the carpet floor in the middle of that room and found a wet spot. So she treated that and cleaned that, came back and got him dried off and clean pajamas put on him and back in bed. And when she held him tight and was kissing him goodnight, she asked him again, "Ethan, is Jesus Lord?" "No, no, no, money." And he started pushing her away. But she held him tight and said, "Come out of him in Jesus' name." And he went limp and relaxed. And she laid him down and patted him, pulled his cover up, and went to bed and saw a shadow out of the corner of her eye leave the room. Well, that scared her to death. So when she went back to bed, she was trying to cuddle up to her husband, and she was kind of shaking in fear, and he was oblivious. So she laid there awake for a long time and finally went to sleep. Well, the next morning, she slept later than normal. So her husband already had Ethan up feeding him breakfast. He was eating his cereal. And so she said, "Ethan, is Jesus Lord?" And he said, "Yes, mommy. Yes, mommy. I love Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. When are we going back to church?" Completely different child. Another interesting story I found was that sometimes the adults looking at pornography can cause the children to have nightmares or other problems. One man started hearing me teach about spiritual warfare and said, "Sorry, my pump is going off. I'm diabetic. I'm going to have to tell him I'm okay and let it resume." So she, this one guy heard me speak on children's nightmares and spiritual warfare. And he said, "I started to notice that the days I looked at porn were the nights my kids had nightmares." And that helped me stop, because I was finally able to realize I wasn't just hurting myself, I was hurting my own family. Pray and watch is weapon number five. We see Mark 14:38, keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. It takes prayer and watchfulness. We must stay alert and be ready. Luke 21:36, keep alert at all times, be attentive and ready, praying that you may have the strength and ability to be found worthy and to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man at his coming. Amplified version. So prayer plus watching is an essential element. Notice that same verse also teaches that alertness and prayer will help us escape disasters that are ahead, and they'll help us be able to stand in the presence of Jesus. That alone is enough reason to be prayerful and watchful at the same time. Isaiah 62:6 is another great example. "O Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord." So prayer and watching without rest is what they were practicing. Also, we see this in Ephesians 6. This is the chapter with the spiritual armor that is we're so familiar with. Verse 18 says, "Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." So after being armored up, after going through all the verses about the armor, what's the battle? It's prayer. Prayer is the battle. God wants watchmen. Isaiah 21:6. "Meanwhile, the Lord said to me, put a watchman on the city wall. Let him shout out what he sees." God wants watchmen to tell the others what they see. We need to be prayerful and watchful and telling others. Isaiah 21:7, we're to be fully alert. The watchmen are to be fully alert. "He should look for chariots drawn by pairs of horses and for riders on donkeys and camels. Let the watchman be fully alert." Also, in Isaiah 21:8, the watchman called out, "Day after day, I have stood on the watchtower, my Lord. Night after night, I have remained at my post." Watchmen are diligent and faithful. They never give up. 1 Thessalonians 6:5-6, "You are all people who belong to the light and to the day. We do not belong to the night or the darkness. So we should not be like other people who are sleeping, but we should be alert and have self-control." So Christians are to be watchful and alert and self-controlled. Colossians 4:2, "Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart." So we need to pray with thankful watchfulness. One of the personal stories that I want to share, having to do with this idea of being prayerful and watchful, has to do with one of the customers I had when I was in business. Pilgrim's Pride was our biggest customer. They did a lot of business every month with us, sometimes with new equipment, sometimes just with service and supplies on the old equipment. I had a line of credit just for them, and it was about $200,000, because they bought a lot, but they didn't pay real fast. That's kind of common for big companies. And so one day I started looking at the accounts receivable, and I noticed that they were at about $260,000 in what they owed. And so I called them. And about that time, they went ahead and sent about $50,000, and it brought it down to them owing me $210,000. And a lot of it was way past due, like over, you know, months past due. And so we got a notice, and I was invited to be a speaker for a young married class at a church here in town. And They wanted me to teach on spiritual warfare. And I said, well, I'll do that on one condition. And they said, what's that? I said, that you pray for me. Because every time I teach this stuff, something bad happens to me. God wants you to know it, but Satan does not want you to know it. So I kind of get attacked every time I teach. And they kind of laughed and said, yeah, right. Well, yeah, we'll pray for you. So I started the class, and 4 weeks into the class, Pilgrim's Pride went bankrupt, owing me $210,000. Now, I was still in recovery at this point. We had a couple of years earlier when my dad had died, and then my wife's dad had died a month later. Right after that, we found out six people were stealing from me at my office, and the total losses and then an accounting error combined with that was about $500,000 loss. I was really sure that we were not going to be able to weather that storm. We'd be going bankrupt, and I was praying our employees would find good jobs. But I have a friend who helped me through that time. He was a business owner, and he said, "Hey, you're gonna be fine. It's a tough deal, but you'll get through it. You know, just keep praying, be watchful." And we walked together every day. One of the things he told me to help me through that difficult time, he said, "Always remember, they can't kill you and eat you. It's illegal." And I would laugh and repeat that some days. And many times on Friday, I would sign the paychecks, and I would sign them all and hand them to the secretary and say, "Hold these till the mail comes in." And when the mail would come, I would shut my door and take the mail and hold it and get on my knees before the Lord and ask him, please help there to be $30,000 in this stack of mail so the paychecks I just signed don't bounce. In Jesus' name, amen. And there'd be $31,000. And the next Friday, I would need $12,000 and I would get $13,000. And the next Friday, I would need $59,000. And I would get $61,000. I don't live like that personally, so that was a difficult thing for me to go through. But you do what you have to do. And slowly, we began to recuperate from that. And then I was asked to teach the class and ask them to pray for me. And then Pilgrims goes bankrupt, owing me $210,000. So I told the class, see, I told you I needed prayer. You know, I really need it now. If I don't get this money, I'm out of business, literally. And many of you business people know this, but when someone goes bankrupt, you can't expect to get much, if anything, back. Your kind of best case scenario is maybe 10%. But I owed all this money at the bank, so I was not going to be able to make it if this didn't come through. So after being prayerful and watchful for 15 months and paying interest on $200,000 at the bank, they were very patient with us too. My friend called and said, the front page of the paper has an article you need to see. And I went and looked at it, and it said that Pilgrim's Pride was coming out of bankruptcy. And for the first time in U.S. history, a billion-dollar corporation was coming out of bankruptcy, and everybody they owed money to was going to get 100% of their money back. But when the check came, it wasn't $210,000 like they owed me. It was $226,000. They paid me interest. So if God needs to, he can bankrupt a billion-dollar corporation and get them to pay you the old bills and the new and interest on top of it. That's the power of the God we serve. Let's pray about this and watch for satanic attacks. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Lord, help me to be a watchman for you, praying for your people and for others to join your family. Give me eyes to see truth in these difficult times. Give me ears to hear your gentle whispers and a heart that is willing to follow your ways. Lead me closer to you as I watch and pray, and grant me discernment and wisdom to navigate these difficult waters. In Jesus' name, amen. Next time, we'll move on to weapon number 6, prayer plus oil. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.